Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Don't work too hard there, Diane.
I don't mind. Our wedding day draws ever nearer, and all this conditioning is simply preparation for that special moment when you and I exchange rings. My hands must be pristine, because everyone's eyes will be on my fingers.
And everyone's fingers will be down their throats.
Oh, Carla. Sweet, pathetic Carla. Can't you see that I am in far too good a mood to let your petty asides bother me? I'm afraid you'll just have to find some other way of bugging me.
If you insist. Ah!
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Yes, thank you for telling me. If you don't hear from me in an hour, I'll be there. Okay, thank you. Oh, Sam. May I speak to you for a minute?
Be a new record if you do.
That was a Buddhist monastery called The Glade. I've been hoping to go on retreat there, and guess what? They have a vacancy.
Oh, great. Yeah, I heard all the monks went to Fort Lauderdale this year.
No, it's not a resort. It's a contemplative retreat where people go as a means of purifying their souls. For 2 weeks, you're isolated from others to commune with yourself. You're provided with a small room. You're fed pure, toxin-free foods. Oh, wait. And they have the biggest Buddha east of the Mississippi.
Ooh. Yeah. Boy, he is a bruiser, isn't he? Well, it's not exactly Vegas, but all right, I'll give it a try. What should I bring?
Oh, no, Sam, I'm going alone. Only in my solitude can I discover who we are.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't one of those weird cults where they mess with your head and you end up handing out flowers at the airport. You will be coming back, won't you?
No, I won't be coming back, but I will. I guess I just made up a little Zen koan, didn't I?
Let me explain. A koan is a paradox upon which one meditates in order to become more enlightened. Well, for example, what was your face before your parents were born?
Easy. A 10. It's kind of fun. You got any more?
Well, I'm off to the Glade. It is all right, isn't it?
Yeah. What the heck? Why not? Sure, go ahead.
Goodbye, my love.
Bye-bye. Steal me an ashtray.
Hey, is Diane taking the day off again?
No.
Good.
She's taking 2 weeks off.
No, Sammy, that's not fair. Come on, she's always taking off for one stupid reason or another. Can't we just kill her?
She's my fiancée, Carla.
Is that a yes?
No. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Clippy. What's with your leg?
I'd rather not talk about it. Got bitten by a dog. 10 stitches to close the wound. I tell you, these unleashed animals are a menace to postal workers.
Well, you're going to sue, aren't you?
Well, now, I may be wrong, Carla, but I don't think you can sue members of the animal kingdom.
I'm talking about the owners, Nellie Bell.
Yeah, there's no need to sue. I left a strongly worded note in their mailbox.
Well, that's too bad, Cliff. I know a lawyer who would take it on a contingency basis. It wouldn't cost you a dime, and you might end up with a sizable settlement.
I'll ever get you off my back, all right.
Cheers. Yeah, oh, just a minute, please. Mr. Clavin? For you.
Take a message out, call him back, please.
Yeah, can he get back to you? Oh, yes, ma'am. She wants to know how your leg is.
The mutt's owner tracked me down. Well, tell her that she can deep six that phony concern of his. Doesn't cut it with me.
You can deep six your phony concern. It doesn't cut it with him.
Tell her my leg and I will see her in court.
His leg and him will see you in court. Oh, okay, I'll tell him. Your mom wants you to be home by 6 o'clock.
Woody, why didn't you tell me it was my mother?
I just did.
No, I mean before.
Well, I didn't know it was her till I picked up the phone.
No, Woody. When you were talking to her, why didn't you say it was her?
She already knew that.
I'd leave it alone, Cliff. I think it's one of those Zen koan things.
Buenos aires, mi amigos.
Hey, Cliffy, how's your leg?
Well, I'm stiffening up there, Sammy. Muscles all cramped, and I think the wound's getting a little infected. And the mental anguish that goes along with this stuff. You know, you just can't put a price on this.
Well, let me guess here. You've seen an attorney.
Yep. Yeah, the guy said that, 97% of all these canine attack cases decided in favor of the postman.
Well, good for you, Cliff. You deserve to get a little satisfaction out of this.
Yeah. About 200,000 clams worth.
$200,000.
Dinner is on Cliff, all right? Hey? What do you say, buddy? I go upstairs, snag us a table, check out the specials. I'll be right back.
Hey, maybe I can sue somebody about my broken thumb. I mean, after all, I did slip on the ice.
Well, maybe so. Where did it happen?
Right outside the bar here?
No, you don't have a case.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
Have you ever thought that you might be suing some poor, sweet little old lady?
Hey, listen there, Sharpie. Who she is irrelevant. It's the letter of the law that's been violated here, and I just can't wait to get her in a court and tear her to pieces with my verbal gymnastics.
I'm looking for a Mr. Cliff Clavin.
Yep.
You left this note in my mailbox. I'm afraid it was my dog that bit you.
Excuse me. Cliffy, what are you trying to say? Yes, she is very attractive.
Mr. Clavin, I'm terribly sorry about what happened. How is your leg?
We're in luck. The special is filet.
Great. It's stereo.
Guys. Hey. Whoa. Sam. Can I offer you a drink, Miss?
Keith. Madeline Keith. White wine would be lovely, thank you.
Coming right up.
Look, I don't have very much money, but I'd like to help with the doctor bills.
That's good.
Anything to ease the burden on you and your family.
You're not married.
Well, I mean, I'm not married. But it could be if I wanted to, right, Sam?
Sure. Well,
I can't imagine a man like you living alone.
I don't live alone. I live with my mother.
Oh?
Yeah, well, it's, not that I have to. It's, we're related. Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like her.
Now, I think it's wonderful that you're taking care of your mother in her old age.
Oh, quit throwing her out in the street, I guess, huh? I mean, who'd make my lunch?
Mr. Clavin, you know, it's too bad we didn't meet under different circumstances. We could have been friends.
Yeah, I guess that is too bad, huh?
Look, here is my number. If you need anything, call me.
Maybe it's just me, but I think that woman's kind of pretty.
Ernie, I hadn't noticed.
Too busy thinking about the lawsuit, huh?
Lawsuit?
Now, King the Snake is body slammed to the mat. He's pinned by Hulk Hogan. One, two, three. The Hulk wins.
Hogan is amazing, isn't he?
Buddy, the thing is fixed.
Oh, that's too bad. Hulk Hogan can't have children.
It's evolution's loss.
Hey, everybody.
Cliffy, who died?
The old Cliff Clavin, that's who, Tommy.
A nice thread.
Thank you, Sammy. Can I have a little drink there, Woody? We have enough time before Madeline and I go out to dinner this evening.
Wait a minute. Are you still seeing each other?
Every day this week, buddy.
Oh, things are getting pretty hot, huh?
Sammy, our relationship is not based merely on the physical, huh?
He isn't getting any.
Better go check up on our reservations.
Cliff, I hate to bring up an ugly subject, but...
Oh, that's okay, Sam. We're already in the area.
Are you still planning to go through with the lawsuit?
Oh, you know how slowly the wheels of justice grind there, Samuel.
Uh-oh. Guess what sap is being suckered into dropping a lawsuit?
Well, not necessarily now, all right? Let's just take a look at all these facts, as complicated as they may be, and see if we can come to a conclusion about this. Okay, let's start where this gorgeous woman is interested in Cliff, right? Now, I don't think we have to go any further than that.
No, just a second. I mean, I don't think we're really being fair. Now, let's say if an ugly woman were interested in Cliff, would any of us be suspicious?
If a living woman were interested in Cliff, I'd be suspicious.
You know, I got to go along with Dr. Crane on this one. I can't believe that someone would actually lie just to save a lot of money.
Woody, don't help me, okay?
Listen, somebody's got to tell Cliff the truth.
I guarantee that he'll never talk to the person who does.
Okay, you talked me into it. Hey, hop along. Come here, I want to talk to you. Huh? I don't know how to tell you this. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. You're an idiot. Everybody in the bar thinks that babe is playing you for a fool. I mean, the second you drop your lawsuit, you're history. You are a sap.
I know. But I'm having the time of my life. You know, how often am I a sap with a beautiful woman? I mean, I usually am a sap with the Bowsers. But Madeline and I walk into a restaurant, all the guys' heads, they turn. And they're not saying, hey, there's a beautiful woman over there with a sap.
Yes, they are.
Look, all I know is that as long as we're together, there's a good chance she may grant me the ultimate favor.
Yeah, right, Clavin. You're threatening to sue her, not kill her.
Madeline, you look ravishing as ever.
Thank you, Cliff. I thought you would like it.
Like it? If I had better legs, I'd get one for myself.
Oh, Cliff, you're adorable.
Yeah. We better get going. Wait for the reservations, huh?
Before we go, I think we need to sit down and have a talk.
Was there something wrong?
Actually, yes.
But, what is it, Madeline?
Well, This lawsuit has been preying on my mind, and, well, my attorney gave me this. It's a waiver form. It releases me from all liability for the dog bite.
And, guess you want me to sign it, huh?
I want you to tear it up.
Well, I don't understand.
Please, just tear it up. When this first began, I thought I could get you to drop the lawsuit if I was nice to you. But then the funniest thing happened. I grew to like you a lot. But I'll understand if you hate me for what I was going to do. I was playing with your emotions when you've been so honest with me.
I forgive you, Madeline.
No, you're a decent guy, Cliff. Maybe I just better go.
Madeline, wait. Look, I anything you did, it doesn't make a difference to me.
You're not just saying that to make me feel better.
No, I swear it, Scout's on it.
Oh, Cliff. Doesn't it feel good to clear the air?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Look, why don't we forget about the dinner and rent a room somewhere and just celebrate our socks off?
Really? Ritz is just around the corner.
Well, Cliff, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Carla, would you be a dear and cancel dinner reservations for the sap party? we're going to have Ritz service at the room. I meant Ritz service at the room. Can you believe I said Ritz service at the room? What I meant was Ritz service at the room.
Cheers. Well, hey, Mr. Clayton, what's new?
Sure thing, hold on.
Sam, it's for you.
Yeah, Cliff.
Oh, hey, Sammy, it's about to happen.
And you stopped to call me?
She's in the john putting on her best bib and tucker. Hey, Sam, can I make a small confession?
Sure.
I'm scared.
Well, Cliff, if it's any consolation, I've seen her and I'm scared for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, Sam.
Slide over, Cliff. No, I meant this way, Cliff.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Now, isn't this wonderful?
Yeah. I wish the guys in the bar could see this.
Really?
It's just a figure of speech. They just think that we're together because you want me to drop the lawsuit.
Well, they couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, no. I know. It's just... I wish I could convince them of that.
I know. If only that silly lawsuit were out of the way, I could focus my total attention on you, taking you to a height of ecstasy you never dreamed possible.
Yeah, I could go for that. But, I ripped up that release form in the bar.
Well, there... No. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless... No.
No, what? No, tell me.
Well, I happen to have another copy of that release form in my purse.
Oh, what a break! I'm a lucky guy! You got a pen?
Oh, I feel a terrible burden lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Whoa, what now?
Well, you just lie back.
Yeah.
And close your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll check my phone messages.
Excuse me?
Well, I get very distracted when I haven't checked my messages. And you don't want me to be distracted, do you? Oh, my God!
Uh-oh. And she hung up the phone and said, Cliff, I don't know how to tell you this, but my husband's come back.
Wait a minute, she's married all this time and never told you?
Yeah, seems that her husband, true and gallant soldier of these United States, was lost and presumed dead during some secret mission out there in the Far East. Well, as it turns out, he was only wounded. You know, although he suffered years of torches, he somehow he managed to dig a tunnel with a pair of chopsticks and make his way to a payphone and give her a call.
Cliff, this is an unbelievable story.
Oh, yeah, Sammy. It's unbelievable to me. Now I was there. But she barely had time to blow me a kiss and wish me a happy life, and she was gone. Like a dream in the night.
What a maroon.
I guess we were like a pair of lovers that were never meant to be. Like Romeo and Juliet. Red, Scarlet, Heathcliff, Kathy.
Heathcliff and Kathy, isn't that three people, Mr. Clayton?